I'm Kevin Preston. Because I reminded every one of them certain things. I said, the first thing out of your mouth should be, my name is, okay. So anyway, as they're coming up, I think we have everybody except one person who went to the conference that's not here tonight. So this is great to have all the kids here to share tonight. I do want to thank the church for allowing us the opportunity to go, and we had a great time. I mean, there's always some kind of drama or something going on. I think with the conference itself, the only really issue we had to deal with was the bus going up and the bus driver coming back. So, no, there were really no issues. Things went very, very smooth, very, very pleased with what happened. And I think, and the kids are going to share with you tonight some of the things that they experienced while they were there. And I was going to say something about people up here, but I realized that they all know where I live. And so it was better for just me to not to say anything. Okay, yeah. Thank you. So we'll get started here, and I think hopefully in Raul River.
Hey y'all, I'm Madison. Okay. Anyways. I'm talking about Living Anthem, and that was the band that played throughout the weekend, and they were amazing, and the words really spoke in the songs, and I thank you so much for letting us go on this trip.
Talk about Scott Dawson, and the main point he talked about was John 10:10, and it says, a thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came so that my sheep will have life and so that they will have everything they need. And it said in the verse that Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy you. And he talked about like the ways to avoid that. And number one, you need to trust in the Lord. And two, you need to think ahead and think of plans to avoid those sins. And throw aside all your wants and be accountable for your sins. Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, my name's James. I really thank the church for letting me go. I had fun going to Tennessee. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Nichelle. So this Rubik's Cube is what we got from the conference. And I don't know if you've ever completed a Rubik's Cube. I sure haven't. And if I mess this one up, I'd probably never get it back. But the reason Scott Dawson gave us this Rubik's Cube was because it's to remind us about how we're supposed to emerge and engage the world, which was the title of our conference. And he said, the things that you need are written on this cube. And it says, friends, future, family, and faith. And that was basically what our whole weekend was about. Scott Dawson also said another thing. I think it just really hit me. He said, when you look at a person, you aren't looking at flesh and blood. You're looking at a soul. So, I mean, that kind of, you know, seals the deal. I mean, people who think about abortion, you know, you said that Brother Charles said this morning about Tim Tebow, how he may have been an abortion. Well, if he had, then, you know, we wouldn't have, one, a good football team, and two, he wouldn't be able to share his faith. And, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. We had a concert on Sunday night at Pigeon Forge Palace or something like that, and one of the bands was Aaron Keyes, and this one verse in his one song stuck out to me. It says, you have overcome. It is finished. It is done. My heart is finally free. Every chain undone by the power of the Son. I just thought that was awesome, because, you know, in the end, I don't have to worry about who's going to win, because I know who's going to win. It's going to be God. And, you know, Satan's basically already in the lake of fire, so I don't have to worry about it. So I just want to thank you for letting us go on this trip. I really enjoyed it, and it meant a lot to me.
Amen. Hi, everybody. My name is Jason Sullivan. I've been going here for a while, and I know some of y'all. Not all of y'all, but some of y'all. And I'm glad y'all accepted me and let me come here a lot. And I'm glad y'all allowed me to go on this trip. I really appreciate it. I loved hearing God's word this past weekend. I love being with these youth and everything. So thank you.
Hi there. I'm Grant. Hopefully you know me, probably from bad stories that my father's told you. But we'll try to forget those stories for now. And I was, the guy that really just spoke to me was David Nasser. The last Strength to Stand conference that I went to, he was there as well. And he did an amazing story, and it was really impressive. But this time he was talking about chapter 2 of Acts, and he was talking, kind of giving a background of what was going on at that time. And he discussed a little bit what it would be like if, say, it was happening in the 21st century. He said that his mom was always pretty high maintenance, even after death, because she wanted to be, her ashes, she wanted to be spread over the Caspian Sea, which can't be gotten to through Iraq because he's a fugitive from there, and so he can't go back through there. You can't get to it through Russia. And so they had to pay $60,000 to get his entire family over there into this little tiny, almost a village, just so they could get on this boat and spread her ashes over the Caspian Sea. And where he was getting with that was, at the time period of this story, he said, if I walked into church the next day and she was sitting on the front row, that's the kind of stuff that was going on. And he was saying that, you know, though that stuff doesn't happen today, there are still miracles all around us. And, you know, we need to be a part of those. And we need to do what we can to further the kingdom and to do our part. And one of the ways he was putting it was, if you and a bunch of other youth were at a McDonald's, and there was some Iranian woman that was just sitting there, and one of the youth goes over there and starts talking to her in Arabic. You know, that doesn't happen. He said, if I did that, however, you'd probably be calling Homeland Security so that, you know, we weren't planning anything and trying to blow something up. And so I thought that was pretty funny. But I want to thank you all again for letting all of the youth go on these trips. It really means a lot to me, and I think it means a lot to everybody else, so thank you.
Hey everybody, I'm Chase. For starters, don't tell my grandma that I wore this hat because she'd probably skin me alive. But I just want to thank you all so much for allowing me to go on this trip this weekend. You know, before I went, it was just kind of just something to do, you know, just a weekend. I mean, I can go with these guys up to Gatlinburg, but that very first night I was there, you know, God just truly spoke to me, and I ended up rededicating my life to him, you know, the very first night. And one of the speakers said was, it's easy to talk the talk, but unless you walk the walk, then the talk doesn't mean anything. And that's very true, because, I mean, it's easy for you to sit there and say that you're a Christian, but unless, you know, your witness, you know, is noticeable, then nobody's going to believe that you're a Christian. You know, I've always wanted to be that guy that everybody looks up to and everybody wants to be friends with. And when you think of the Christians, you know, who proclaim their faith at school and in public, you know, a lot of them are mocked and a lot of them, you know, are laughed at. But, you know, this weekend just kind of opened up my eyes, and you know, it's, I don't care anymore. You know, I want people to look at me and be able to tell that I'm a Christian. And another thing, Ergun Kanner, he was one of the speakers, and he was actually raised Sunni Muslim. And the other man, George Nesser, he was a Shiite. So, you know, they both came from these really, really weird circumstances, you know, for them to end up speaking at conferences, you know, to kids about Christianity and everything. But one thing he said if your salvation is the greatest part of your testimony, then you got a lot of stuff that you need to work on. So I thought that was really neat. But thank you for the bus. The bus is really awesome. I think I was supposed to say something about the bus, but thank you for the bus. It's really nice, and thank you all for this trip. It was really great. Thank you.
I'm Abby. I hope you all know. I want to thank you all for letting me go this weekend. Sorry, I'm very nervous standing up here. Okay. This weekend was my first Drink to Stay in conference, and I want to thank you all for letting me go. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I'm Julie. Oh, this is scary. Okay. The Drink to Stay in conference was a very life-changing experience for me. I realized that I didn't have to go out of town to see God and concentrate completely on God. I can do it right here in my home, and I don't need to go out of town. But thank y'all so much for the support and everything that you've done for me and the youth group. Thanks.
Last, but certainly not least, I'm Daniel. A couple of y'all know me. And I just wanted, again, to thank y'all for the opportunity for us all to go on the trip and be able to go in a great bus that we have. And I wanted to also say thanks to all the adults who went on the trip and all that they did for us. We had the great opportunity to hear from Scott Dawson, Ergen Kaynard, David Nasser, and get led in worship by Living Anthem, Aaron Keyes, Christian Stanfill, and KJ52. And to leave y'all with one thing that we learned, if everyone can go like this, that's apparently something called swag, which we know, don't know what that is, but now y'all do. Have a nice night.
I'm Jeff Whitehead. And I'm really glad you let me go on this trip. I like going to Pigeon Forge with a bunch of youth, and it's really fun. And I like the bus, so thank you.
Isn't it exciting to hear testimonies like that of our kids? And I'm proud of them and what God did while they were gone, and also very excited about what the future of student ministry looks like here and what God's going to do in growing leaders out of our youth group that will lead us in many different areas of the church in years to come. So I want to challenge you. One of you said about you don't have to go out of town to worship God, and that's true. And I've been on enough trips to know about the excitement that builds up when you're away and God speaks. And I just want to caution you to be on guard, because whenever the Holy Spirit of God is at work, there's always an unholy spirit of God that wants to be at work too. And so this is an exciting time. It's also a dangerous time, but it's not a time that can't be overcome because of God. Greater is he who's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. And so stay on the front line. Whenever somebody gets on the front line, they usually get shot at. Okay? So it's not going to be easy, but it's where God wants you to be. And God has promised that he would protect and take care. For that, we're grateful. So tonight, maybe something that somebody said or the group said inspired you in some way. And we want to give an opportunity for you to respond to God's call in your life. And also tonight, since we have some time to do this, I want us to pray, especially for our students, and I want to pray for next weekend when David Wingate and his family comes. I've had the opportunity to meet with him, and I like him a lot. And I think you will too when you meet him. I really do. I think it's going to click real quick, and I'm excited about what's going to take place because of it. So let me challenge you guys next weekend to get as many students as you can get here. I want to have it full of people. I don't know what next Saturday night is going to be exactly, but I know there'll be a time that you'll be able to spend with him and getting to know him in Bible study. And then next Sunday morning, there'll be a joint Sunday school. All of you will come together, and he'll teach. And then Sunday morning, he'll give his testimony, and Sunday night, he'll preach. So that's pretty much what the weekend looks like. throwing in the meet and greet time on Saturday afternoon for the whole church to come and meet him. So I want you to be much in prayer for this weekend and pray for him and his family. If the Lord leads them here, they've got a major transition moving from Beaumont, Texas to Huntsville, Alabama. That's not a little trip, that's a big trip. So you just pray about that. And I want us as a church family in a moment to, I'm going to ask our students to come, let us pray for them, pray that this is who God has led to us and who will be our next student minister, and that God will bless he and his family as well. So I want us to pray together for a minute, and then we got something to sing? Okay. And if the Lord has touched you and you want to come and make a public decision, we want you to do that tonight. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity that we have had to be in your house tonight to hear the testimonies of these students. I thank you for those who testified to a life-changing experience that took place in their lives while they were there. And I pray for your Holy Spirit to just fill them and strengthen them and give them courage and boldness to stand for you, and that they might have a great impact on the lives of other people as well. And so, God, I just thank you for what you're going to do. And I pray right now that your Spirit might move in our midst and just draw us to yourself. For it is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen. Let's stand together, would you? And let's begin to sing. I'm going to ask Brother Jeff, he would, to come stand here just for a moment. And then in a minute, we'll pray for our students.
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where he is holy. This is
ask our students to come here just across the front, if you don't mind. Not here where you normally are, but here across the front so we can pray for you. While they're coming, I want to thank those who are in leadership right now over this group and have done such a wonderful job, and appreciate all that they've done. And so I'd ask everybody to come, all the students, leaders, everybody. And now I want to ask you as a church to let's come and let's just lay a hand of support and encouragement on all these folks and ask God's richest blessings on them in the days to come. I want each person just take a moment and just pray for themselves, first of all, that God would do a special work in their life in the days that are directly ahead. So just pray for yourself. Confess anything that needs to be confessed that might be standing in the way of you and your relationship with God. Now pray for the person that's standing to your right. Pray for God's blessings on their life. And now pray for the one to your left. And now pray for David Wingate and his family. Father, we are reminded of Jesus in the garden praying that not his will be done, but yours. And so I pray that tonight, as we have come to this altar together as the family of God here at Hillwood, that would be our desire, that not our will would be done, but yours in everything. And once again, I thank you for the students that right now make up the HBC youth group, and I thank you for those that you're going to bring alongside in days to come. I pray for them. I thank you so much for the leaders who work so hard every week in preparation and preparing for trips and Bible studies and youth outreach and all those things. I just give you glory for that, for their willingness to serve. And now as Brother David comes next weekend, we first of all pray for safety and travel, for he has a long trip to make. And I pray for your Holy Spirit to precede him here, that it'll be a great weekend, it'll be a victorious weekend for your kingdom. And I do pray that our students would invite others to join them to get to know him. And Father, we just look forward to what you're going to do. So thank you in advance for your blessings upon this, your family that meets at Hillwood Baptist Church. Give us a great week this week in your service. Bring us back on Wednesday night ready to worship and to praise you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming tonight.